Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
We're doing verse 2 of Jerusalem. We've just posted it on Twitter and Facebook. You can sing along. Here we go. It is St. George's Day, and we're making the most of it. Feels like the grand final. Without beer, isn't it? Doesn't that feel good? So it is St George's Day. We're pretty rubbish at celebrating the fact we're English and how great England is, aren't we, on St George's Day? But I thought we a little quiz here you can play along with. I've picked out five great things about England to do with showbiz and various other bits. You have to see if you can work out the answers to these. Okay. All right, so play along wherever you are. First one, we're talking music, okay? The best-selling English male solo singer. Who is he? Is it Elton John, Sir Paul McCartney or Cliff Richard? Best-selling English male solo singer.
Elton John. For Sir Cliff.
Really?
Mm.
You are wrong. It's Elton John. Elton John is the best-selling English male solo singer. Best-selling English female singer, then. Who is she? Is it Jessie J? Is it Kate Bush or is it Adele?
Mm.
Best-selling English female singer.
Female.
Jessie J, Kate Bush or Adele? Who would you go for?
Because Kate Bush has been around longer, I'm going to go for her.
Yeah, Kate Bush it is.
Yes.
Bing! Highest paid English actor. Now, we're looking at the last 10 years. If you look at sort of movies from the last 10 years, highest paid English actor, who would you give that to? Would it be Sacha Baron Cohen, Colin Firth or Daniel Craig? See, these are great English stars. We just don't celebrate
Daniel
English
Craig for James Bond.
James Bond? You are wrong. Again, it's Sacha Baron Cohen.
Really?
I was staggered. He's absolutely minted.
Wow.
And he's married to Isla Fisher.
winning all round.
Double bing bing.
Double win.
What else have we got here? We'll level this up. Highest paid English actress of the last 10 years? Judy Dench, Julie Walters, or Keira Knightley?
Keira.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
You know your ladies, don't you? You know your ladies. And final one, it's not multiple choice, this one. I just want to see if you know the answer. The tallest building in England, because we build some buildings here. It's twice as high as Billinge Hill, this particular building. What is it? You know what it's called?
Number one Canary Wharf, or whatever it is. The one that...
What's its name? It's got a very famous...
One in London.
It is in London. Yeah, that doesn't really narrow it down. What's its name? Come on. This will get you better than a 50% hit rate if you can get its name.
It's
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Shard.
Is it the Shard? Of course it's the Shard.
310 metres.
I was simply thinking the wrong
I kind line. Of feel, after that you beat me on that jelly bean thing yesterday, I feel slightly better now that you didn't get more than 50%.
My knowledge has let me down today. I'm disappointed.
Well done if you got all five. Louise is here. Hello, Louise.
Hi, Chris.
Hello, Louise. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Good. Where are you?
I'm in Wigan.
In Wigan, okay. And you've just been saying you got your little girl there. Who's your little girl?
Yeah, her name's Amelia Grace.
How old is she?
She's 2.
Oh. Had a breakfast yet?
She has, yeah.
What'd she have?
She had a granola.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Very good. And off to the park, I'm assuming, with the weather being like it is today, is that right?
We are, yeah.
What's your nearest park? Where do you go to?
We're going to Mendes Park near Wigan Town Centre.
Right, okay, that's fair. That's on your doorstep, isn't it? Okay, so secretly, Louise, if you were 2, 3, which particular ride at the park would be your favourite?
Probably the swings, I guess.
The swing. You can't beat a swing. You see, you can still do that as a grown-up, can't you?
You can, no, yeah.
But just it works the tummy muscles as well, quite good. I've found out recently. Right. OK, Louise, well, let's see if we can win you some tickets to go and see Latex here on Saturday. I'm assuming you are a massive Latex fan, Louise. Is that right?
Not really, but my husband is. I'm a Warriors fan, so it's a bit split house.
OK. So you went in what's your hobby called?
He's called Martin.
Martin, OK, right. Here's our lyric this morning from the team at Lee CE Junior School.
Hi, my name's Megan and this is my lyric. Made a wrong turn once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's all right, welcome to my silly life.
OK, what's the answer, Louise?
It's Perfect by Pink.
Did you get that or did Amelia Grace get that?
She helped,
I'm sure. Yeah, there we go, it is. It's Pink. Well done, Louise. So you've just won yourself some tickets for your hubby to go and see the football on Saturday. He'll be delighted. Split.
Great, thank you very much.
All right, Louise, well, thanks for coming on the show. Hello to Martin, hello to little Amelia Grace as well. Enjoy the park later on, all right?
Thank you so much.
Bye! Now, the FA Cup final coming up. Not got any interest, have we? Locally? Oh, yes, we have. Arsenal-Aston Villa, May 30th at Wembley. And we found out the finalists this week, of course, with those games at the weekend. Well, this week we also found out who won that Songs of Praise competition. Remember we were talking about it on the show a couple of months ago? You could enter to sing Abide With Me before the FA Cup final at Wembley. And representing Wigan Athletic will be...
Malcolm Lee.
Malcolm, good morning.
Good morning.
So, you are a massive Wigan Athletic fan. You won this competition. And to win, what did you have to do to win, to get the chance to sing at Wembley? What was it you had to do?
Well, you had to fill in this... just write a few words about your experiences of the FA Cup. But mine was probably one of the more amusing ones.
Go on.
About when I went to watch Wigan against City, because we don't get many opportunities to go to Wembley.
Let's just explain. You're a Billings lad, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Born and bred in Billings.
But now you live where?
St Ives, near Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.
OK, so you know the whole kind of south-east area better than a lot of Manchester City fans. So just tell us what happened on the actual day of the final, because this tickled me.
Well, I'd been having kind of gentle ribbing when I jumped on the train at Huntingdon, because... I didn't realise that how many City fans actually lived in this area. So going on the train, then got on the underground, the platform was actually just packed with City fans, and I was, again, the only Wigan supporter there. And then they jumped on the tube, and the tube departed, and I waved as they went off towards Ealing, completely the wrong direction for Wembley. And at the other end of the platform, there was another Wigan supporter, which... I couldn't see his face, but he was probably smiling as much as I was.
To be honest, they were probably glad they missed it in the end, to be fair. Where were you when the goal went in? Where were you sat?
Actually, in the corner behind the goal.
Wow.
It was so close when it went in, the whole place just erupted, and it's just one of those feelings that you can't really put in words, but it was just brilliant.
And now you're going to sing Abide With Me before the cup final. I mean, can you sing? What's your big singing experience?
I used to sing in Billings Church Choir, but that was a long time ago. And I sing in the car while I'm driving around.
But that's it. So what's the plan? What's happening now? You got a rehearsal? What are the plans for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, we've got a rehearsal planned for the Friday before the main event.
Yep.
And then we're going to be shown around the stadium and go through all the logistics. Then another rehearsal on the morning of the event. So the BBC have done a really great job of pulling this together and organising it. And then we sing with another... kind of 90,000 people in the afternoon.
Yeah, I bet you can't wait. What's have you been signing autographs? You got a record deal lined up? Anything like that in the offing yet?
No, I've been joking with my mum that we might have the Christmas number one, but we'll see what happens on that front.
Final question then: can Latic stay up? Just on Wigan Athletic, can they stay up now? This is squeaky bum time,
I mean,
isn't it?
Technically, it is, but I suppose being a Wigan supporter, you have the rough with the smooth, and it's up. But they'll bounce back. And certainly I'll never stop supporting them, whatever happens. But, no, I think we still could do it. And when you think they can fight, and we've come out of some scrapes before, even when we're in the Premier League.
No, we'll wait and see.
I've got no fingernails left.
I know, I'd imagine. I know you've still got family up here. Do you want to say hello to them on the radio? Well, while you're on this morning, Malcolm, you might as well say hello.
Yeah, well, I'd like to say certainly to my mum and to all the relatives who are still up there, Anne and Terry, etc., Jeff and Dennis, and... all the Wigan Rugby League supporters as well, because we do watch both.
Brilliant. Well, we're going to catch up with you again before the big day, and we want to hear about what it was like on the day at the end of May, beginning of June, mate. So we'll catch up with you again. In the meantime, lots of hot lemon, honey, that kind of stuff down the throat. keep the vocal cords going, mate. All right?
I will indeed.
Cheers, Malcolm.
Take care. Bye.
There we go. Malcolm Lee. He's the Wigan fan who's going to be part of that choir that won with Songs of Praise on the Beeb last month. He's going to be singing Abide With Me before the cup final on the pitch. Wow!